Our confirmation hearings open today. Mike Pompeo, who's up for CIA chief, and HUD secretary nominee Ben Carson.
Talk to the American government and put pressure on them to negotiate our release.
That's American Kevin King being held hostage along with an Australian colleague by the Taliban in Afghanistan. The two seen in a video the Taliban says was made on New Year's Day. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
The Obamacare bridge is collapsing and we're sending in a rescue team.
Those words from Republican Senator Mike Enzi shortly before senators narrowly voted along party lines on a procedural measure that will eventually allow the repeal of the Affordable Care Act with a simple majority vote. Strongly against it, Democrat Bernie Sanders, who says,
if they do that, up to 30 million Americans will lose their health care, with many thousands dying.
Winter storms are helping erase California's long-standing drought, but at a big price. Storms that are continuing this week in the northern part of that state have washed out roads, dropping trees onto homes and highways, and claiming at least four lives. Thousands of people have been evacuated along northern California's Russian River, and forecasters say a cold storm will be blowing into southern California later on today. The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims were up by 10,000 last week to 247,000. This is USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Los Angeles didn't have an NFL team last season. This season it had one. Next season, the city may have two.
The San Diego Chargers are expected to announce as early as today that they're moving to Los Angeles. When this Chargers fan heard about the move, he threw eggs at the team's headquarters.
It's like total kick in the stomach. It's like, I've never had this feeling.
Several reports say owner Dean Spanos made the decision late last night and has since notified NFL officials.
My initial thought was he's moving to sell.
The Chargers have been in San Diego for the past 55 years. Official relocation paperwork has not been filed. If the team does make the move to L.A., they'll share a stadium with the Rams. Jason Campidonia.
Members of a Mississippi group challenging mandatory child vaccinations say they're encouraged to hear that President-elect Trump is talking about appointing a commission to study vaccine safety. Mississippi Parents for Vaccine Rights want state legislation allowing parents there to decide whether and when to immunize their children. And if you're a fan of the 1980 classic comedy film Caddyshack, you may be interested to know something that was in that movie's for sale.
There's the scene in the movie where Rodney Dangerfield's character takes the controls of his yacht and the hilarity ensues. And that very vessel, a 1979 Stryker 60-footer, is for sale from Maryland yacht broker Dick Phillips, asking price $129,000.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about five resolutions you need to make for your business in 2017, the three things every small business must do, how a new law protects those who give you negative reviews online, how you might be destroying trust with your customers, and a recap on December sales, and what happens to the Craftsman brand now. It's Thursday, January 12, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day, taking care of business. Every way I've been taking care of business, it's all mine, taking care of business. And working overtime, work out.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 57 degrees at 12:06, and the forecast shows today it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and very mild with a high of 60 degrees and a low of 42. For tomorrow, it'll be breezy with clouds and sun, a little cooler with a high of 47, a low of 24. Saturday, we'll have a little afternoon snow with cloudy skies all day and a high of 34 and a low of 23. Sunday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 43 degrees and a low of 21.
Taking care of business, every way we be taking care of business. It's all right, taking care of business and working overtime.
And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 168.70 to 19,785.58. The Nasdaq down 52.51 to 5511.28. S&P 500 is down 12.24 to 2258.11. Oil is up 83 cents to $53.08 per barrel. Gold up $6.75 to $1,202.30 an ounce. Well, here we are. It is January 12th, 2017. By now, hopefully, you have gotten back into the habit of the work day agenda and what that means for you, whether it's working in a business you own, working in a business you manage, just as an employee, it doesn't really matter. But hopefully, you've gotten the holidays out of your system a little bit, and you're ready to start on the new year. Last week, I had a segment on the program talking about how to achieve or how to have success with your goals and New Year's resolutions. And got a lot of emails from people saying, you know, I set these resolutions every year. Good chance is that by January 14th, I've already broken half of them. And then by January 21st, I've broken all of them. So I gave you a couple of ideas, plans on how to have success with the resolutions. But we didn't really talk about what resolutions you should be making. And so I came across an article that lists five resolutions for your local business that you should try to achieve in 2017. All of them are very easy. It's something that all of us can do and all of us should be doing almost on an annual basis anyway to help you grow your business in 2017. So now, whether you choose to make changes online, in your store, in the way you approach your day-to-day activities, a new goal will give you a renewed focus for the year. So if you're, is your business resolution to get new customers and keep existing customers coming back? Well, if so, and if you need some inspiration, here are the top five resolutions for local businesses. The first is you want to go out and refresh your social media. Now, the number of consumers actively using social media has been consistently increasing for the past few years, and this means that social media will have more influence in purchasing decisions in 2017 than ever before. The new year is a perfect time to show your pages just a little love. Upload new and improved profile and cover photos, write a catchy new description of your business, and take the time to make sure that all of your information, such as business hours, location, and phone number, are accurate. You want to brainstorm a couple of post ideas to use throughout January and February that will prompt your followers to come pay your business a visit. And when it talks about, you know, your hours, your location, your phone number, don't just do that on like a Facebook page. Try to find it on every listing. There's a couple of paid services that will do that for you, but it's not that hard to do. It just takes an investment of a couple of hours. But go to all of them: Yahoo, Google My Business, Google Plus, Manta, Yext, all of them, and see what listings are currently out there for you. A lot of times they're auto-populated from a website, and if that's changed over the years and you don't know about it, your customers could be getting frustrated because, let's say, your hours used to be 9:30 to 5:30, and that's what's posted everywhere, but you made a change a couple years ago, and now it's 9 to 5, let's say. The folks that are coming in thinking they have time to visit you between 5 and 5:30, you're going to be left in the dark when you're not there. So make sure that all of your listings, including social media, are up to date. This is a good time to also look at your website, and that's the second resolution for how to improve your business. You want to think of your website as your virtual storefront. At your business, you probably change your featured products as your inventory changes, or you update your window signage with a new message each season. And in the same way, you're going to want to update your website so it stays fresh and draws new and loyal customers in. You may want to consider adding new photos or simply penning a Happy New Year banner message for your homepage. Your customers will be excited to see these enhancements, and they'll spend a little extra time clicking around your website, checking out your products and your services. Additionally, you want to make sure that your website is mobile-friendly. About 39% of internet users say that their smartphone is their most important device. You don't want to miss out on the opportunity to wow your customers by neglecting the go-to mobile-friendly version in 2017. You also want to, on the third point, reconnect with loyal customers. Now, if you're not taking advantage of email marketing yet for your business, the new year is the time to start. Make it a goal to start collecting email addresses this year so that you can keep in touch with your new and loyal customers in a personalized way that is meaningful to your business. Try collecting business cards in a bowl at your register, keeping a clipboard on hand for loyal customers to write their email address down, or adding a button on your website where people can sign up for your emails. Email marketing campaigns are measurable, cost-effective, and targeted. You want to increase your brand awareness this year by staying at the top of your customers' minds and inboxes. Number four, remember your neighbors. Now, keep in mind, other local businesses in your areas can be a huge resource for you, and vice versa. It is a two-way street. Now, whether you choose to connect with someone across the street or across town, there are tons of ways to boost your business by collaborating with others. Participating in a local event like a street fair not only helps you drive interest from your partner business customer base, but it also allows you to amplify your efforts by adding together budgets, offers, and promotional efforts around one common event. Even swapping business cards with a neighboring establishment to display at your register is a great way to maximize on a partner business's customer base. By connecting with another local business, you can build brand awareness, gain new customers, and make a difference in your community. And finally, number five, reimagine your free time. Now, while it's important to create goals and set resolutions for your business in the new year, it's equally important to make personal goals. Don't let your business bog you down with busyness. Take a step back and consider how you can create more breathing room for yourself this year. Do you have a particularly awesome employee? Maybe you want to consider offering that person a training opportunity so that they can take one management responsibility off your hands. Do you have a process or procedure that seems ineffective or inconvenient? Take the time to brainstorm an alternative way, saving you the time and hassle. You can use your newfound free time to get ahead on your other resolutions. You can create a content calendar, plan your upcoming posts on each platform, or make any necessary website updates. You'll be amazed how much an extra 30 minutes to yourself can reinvigorate you and get you ahead this year. So this morning at Crown Trophy, we had our annual kickoff meeting, And this is an opportunity for us to look at what happened in 2016. What do we want to improve upon? Set some goals for the new year. We also came out with a new bonus structure that we introduced to the employees today. If we meet a certain milestone, they're going to get a $500 bonus. And if we reach another milestone, they'll get a $1,000 bonus. And boy, the room lit up when I said that. getting everybody engaged is a great way for you to achieve your goals. And then throughout the year, periodically, keep reminding them how close they are to achieving that first goal or the second goal. And you'd be surprised how much harder they'll work and how much more they'll want to do. Currently, it's 12:15. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a minute. And when we come back, we've got a whole lot more for you and how you can improve your business in 2017. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Ganot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you can join me today as we do every Thursday. And this may be one of the last shows broadcast in these studios as we're getting ready to move the Chamber of Commerce offices over to the large house here in Flemington. So the program's not going away. The station's not going away. It's just that we're going to have a new home, and hopefully once that move is made, it'll be a seamless transition. All the buttons will be in the same place. So hopefully even somebody like me can continue broadcasting in our new studios. Looking forward to that. It's always an exciting time when you start working in a new studio, new location. So hopefully we'll have that. And the ability to have guests on the radio again in the future. So hopefully we'll, again, be able to just expand what we're currently doing. And one of the things that we'd love to do is get a sponsor for the studio, a sponsor for some of the shows. So if you have a business and are interested, give Chris Phelan a call here or Laura Cummins here at the Chamber at 782-7115. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to say we're broadcasting from, and the name of your business here, studios from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce? So think about something like that and get that kind of promotion on every show that we broadcast here during the day. There is a new law out, and this is kind of not counterintuitive, not counter to, but it kind of protects people a little bit. Now, in the past, we've talked a lot about the need to reply to reviews, both negative and positive, that you might receive online. Person comes into your store, for whatever reason, might have a bad experience, and Then they go about leaving bad reviews online on things like Yelp and Yext and Google and things like that. And it's kind of hard. You can't. It's very hard to get them pulled. Very hard to prove that they're wrong. A lot of times, the large corporations like Yelp and Yext and Google and Yahoo, they don't want to get involved in your fight. So it's always important that you respond, even to a negative review, in a positive way, offering a solution, something like that. But there is now a law that is going to protect the customer's right to post negative reviews, as if we needed that. The Consumer Review Fairness Act bars businesses from using non-disparagement clauses to threaten legal action against consumers who post online reviews. Online reviews are an unavoidable part of doing business today. Social media and third-party review sites like Yelp are an easy outlet for frustrated customers to vent. In the past, some business owners tried to deal with the problem by adding non-disparagement clauses to their terms of service and threatening legal action against customers who would post critical reviews. And that tactic won't work anymore, thanks to a new law passed with bipartisan support in December. The Consumer Review Fairness Act of 2016 voids any contracts that attempt to prohibit or restrict online reviews, protecting the public's right to post critical feedback. There are exceptions to the new rule. It does not affect libel law or legal duties of confidentiality. The law also preserves each platform's right to remove reviews, and that means that a business can sue in the case of false or defamatory content or appeal to the website directly to have a review taken down. But regardless of this new law, trying to remove bad reviews isn't the best approach. Threatening to sue frustrated customers isn't just illegal, it's poor customer service. Instead of panicking over bad reviews, treat them as an opportunity to let your service shine by following these simple steps. Number one, respond promptly with a polite apology, no matter how bad the review. Never get into a public argument with a customer. It just makes you look bad to others. And number two, offer to fix the customer's problem. Often, customers just want to be heard, and they may be open to continuing the conversation via phone or email. And if you always respond in a professional manner, the occasional critical comment won't hurt your business. So we've talked about this at length on the program over the past 5 years about how some people get upset with negative reviews and they know who it is and I want to get them and, you know, shame on them for attacking my – it's okay. You know, everybody knows that every business is – no business is perfect. No customer service experience is perfect. And there's a lot of times when you can't control the variable. A person could be in your store, perfect and content, pay their bill – seemingly super satisfied, and then 2 days later you find a review where something went wrong. They don't like it, or the person who they gave it to didn't like it, and they take it out on you. So, again, not always your fault. A lot of times it is. You have to be willing to admit your mistakes, and then in a professional manner, deal with it, respond to their complaint, but try to get that discussion offline. You don't want to have a war of words online for everybody to see. You want to take it offline so that you can hopefully get them to like your customer service again. Once you have a favorable ending, ask them if they would either delete the initial posting or make a new posting saying why they are satisfied with your new or with the resolution that came out. All right. There is a way that you can destroy trust. There is a way that you can lose customers online. There are actually three ways that you can do that. Now, if you want your customers to know you run a sloppy business with poor customer service, just stop updating your business information online. They'll get the message real quick. Remember the last time it happened to you? You were hungry. You Googled burger or pizza or taco joints nearby. You found a great new spot, hopped in the car, maybe texted a friend the address to meet up, and then you pulled up only to find out that the restaurant was closed. And maybe the hours were wrong online. Maybe the owners moved to a new location. Maybe, actually, it doesn't matter what went wrong. What matters is you're a customer who's now seething with frustration. What matters is you're never going to try that restaurant again. What matters are the hangry reviews you're going to post to Yelp and Facebook and Google from your smartphone in the parking lot. Are you trying to turn your small business customers into online haters? It's pretty easy for an owner to do. All you have to do is follow these simple rules. Number one, never update your hours online. Go ahead. Ignore the online directories that list your business location, phone number, and hours of operation. Customers love incorrect information. If you really want to get customers cursing and hollering, change your hours, but leave your old hours posted on your company's Google My Business, Manta, and Yelp pages. There's no way they'll give your business a second chance. Number two, leave your old phone number and address on business directory sites. Online business listings are the new yellow pages. What better way to lose customers than by publishing the wrong phone number or address for them? Better yet, post your company's correct info on Facebook and MapQuest, but leave incorrect info on Yelp and Google. They won't know what's right and what's wrong. If there's one thing customers love, it's an unreliable business, right? And number three, brush off online reviewers. If your customers haven't gone away completely after steps one and two, give them a proper send-off by ignoring their attempts to connect with you online. When they have a bad experience with your customer, the first place they'll go to find relief is your social media pages and the online review sections of your company's listings. When they vent their frustration, just ignore it. That way, everyone on the internet can see how little you care about your customers. Obviously, I'm being facetious there. But on the flip side, it's just as easy to attract and keep loyal customers. Just take the advice above and do the exact opposite. Always update your business hours, address, and phone number on business listing sites to match the information on your website and social media profiles. Know where your company information appears online and keep it consistent. Not sure which websites have your business info listed? Get a free business listings report. And finally, take the time to respond to all online reviews of your business, both good and bad. This is an opportunity to let your customer service shine. So there's a theme to today's show if you haven't gotten it. First of all, you want to make sure, even if you just Google the name of your business, the first 4 to 5, 6 pages of what comes back, and that's only about 30 sites, will list your business. Sometimes it may, like if you were to Google Crown Trophy of Flemington, you'll see links to newspaper articles that were written about awards that we've won. But then there's review pages from Yahoo, review pages from Google, and things like that. Those are the ones I'm checking at least once a month, making sure that everything is there. I also have Google Alerts, so if something pops up on a negative basis, I'm going to get it. Very rarely does that happen, but I want to know about it now. I don't want to stumble upon it 3 months from now and have ignored the customer for that long. So hopefully a couple of tricks for you to help not piss off your customers and keep them as loyal and satisfied with you as well. Now that we're in the middle of January, a lot of the results are back from the December selling season for retailers. And in the latest sign of the wrenching transformation in retailing, Macy's, Sears, Kohl's, Victoria's Secret, parent L Brands, and Barnes & Noble have all reported disappointing holiday sales as consumers shift to shopping more online. Shares of most of those companies went into tailspin, some falling by double-digit percentages. Speaking to Wall Street analysts during Macy's third quarter earnings conference call last year, Chief Financial Officer Karen Helget noted some positive trends heading into the holidays. However, the largest department store's operators' modest expectations proved unrealistic. Macy's slashed its 2016 earnings per share guidance to a range of $2.95 to $3.10 from $3.15 to $3.40. It also provided details on its previously announced store closure plan that will shutter 68 locations and cut 10,000 jobs. Sears Holdings, which recently got a financial lifeline that could be worth as much as $500 million, arranged through CEO Edward Lambert, who's also a billionaire hedge fund tycoon, unveiled plans to close 150 stores. The cash-strapped parent of Sears and Kmart also announced plans to sell its Craftsman tool business to Stanley Black & Decker for $900 million, as it continues to unload assets to bolster its finances. The Craftsman announcement helped Sears shares buck the downturn among retailers, pushing its stock up $1.35 or 14 cents, or 1.35% rather, or 14 cents to $10.50 in afternoon trading. Still, Sears shares have been hammered down nearly 50% over the past year. Kohl's CEO Kevin Mansell was caught off guard by volatile holiday business, noting strong sales on Black Friday and during the week before Christmas were offset by softness in early November and December. The Menominee Falls, Wisconsin company reduced its fiscal 2016 profit outlook from a range of $2.92 to $2.97 per share, down from $3.12 to $3.32. Same-store sales, a key metric of measuring activity at locations open a year or more at L Brands, slumped a worse-than-expected 1%. Barnes & Noble blamed a drop in adult coloring book sales and a lack of a hit record album for the company's disappointing holiday results. Barnes & Noble's same-store sales during the holidays plummeted more than 9%. However, the New York-based company expects its fiscal 2016 operating profit to increase on a year-over-year basis. Although books outperformed the company as a whole, we were not pleased with our results, said CEO Len Riggio in a statement. Fortunately, post-holiday traffic and sales have improved, and we are optimistic for the remainder of the fiscal year, and we believe this most unusual retail season may be behind us. Unfortunately, Wall Street isn't so optimistic. Shares of Barnes & Noble fell nearly 5% in late Thursday trading to $10.85. Kohl's, however, fared worse, plunging nearly 19% to $42.18, while Macy's dropped about 14% to $30.89. L Brands was down about 7% to $62.46. Things aren't getting any easier. Nearly 1 billion square foot of retail space will be rationalized in the coming years through store closures and conversions to other uses, according to real estate market research firm CoStar. The level of overstoring is expected to get worse in coming years, and more stores and malls are expected to close. They're still stuck with all these brick-and-mortar stores, and now they've got the overhead of running an online business, said Howard Davidovitz, the head of Davidovitz & Associates, which provides consulting and investment banking services to retailers. The whole thing isn't working. The picture for the holiday season isn't entirely bleak. The National Retail Federation forecasts holiday sales would rise 3.6% to $655.8 billion, which is higher than the 10-year average of 2.5%. Dollar stores and off-price chains such as Ross Stores, TJ Maxx, and Burlington Stores are gaining business at the expense of the department stores. Amazon recently described the 2016 holiday season as its best ever, with over 1 billion packages shipped in one day. You're seeing a shift in consumer spending. Brian Yarbrough, a retail analyst at Edward Jones, adding that the department stores have been in decline for the past few years. He also said consumers are shifting toward value. The off-price channels are taking tons of market share away from department stores. Wealthier consumers discovered the off-price and dollar stores during the Great Recession, he said, and they've kept shopping there as the economy has rebounded. So a little bit of troubling news on the retail side, and more proof that online sales are growing at a rapid rate. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here in 100inchamberradio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break, and when we come back, an update on the Sears Craftsman sale. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
What he believes is that we're at a very fraught time, that we have leaks on sensitive information for political purposes. And I'm sure we all agree, as do all Americans, that's dangerous stuff.
Trump spokeswoman Kellyanne Conway talking about leaks of intelligence information intended to smear President-elect Trump. She went on to say there are members of the media that rush to any negative story they can find.
Why always the presumptive negativity against Mr. Trump when he is trying to comply with the law and also to satisfy any ethics concerns that people have? He's making an enormous sacrifice here.
Democratic former Senator Sam Nunn testified in favor of Trump's pick for defense nominee General James Mattis.
He has a deep knowledge about the many challenges we face around the world today. He understands not only the importance of civilian control of the military, but he's also written the book, so to speak.
USA Radio News.
Have you tried to grow your hair out and it just won't grow? That was me. It would never really grow further than my shoulders. And it was thin and yucky and it broke off. My brush was full of hair. Well, the solution for me was Ovation. It's the 3-bottle cell therapy system. And it's a unique breakthrough treatment that is found in no other hair care line. I have to be honest with you. My mom, who often cuts my hair, has never seen my hair my whole life get this long. Right, Mom? What is it like now?
It's a lot healthier looking and it feels differently. It's more silky. The consistency of the hair is a lot healthier.
All right, so money back guarantee, so you have really no risk. 94% of Ovation customers are like me. They would recommend Ovation cell therapy to a friend. So get the hair you've always wanted. Let it grow. Just go to ovationhair.com, and if you're a new customer, get a special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Great hair, one click away at ovationhair.com, and remember, select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for the introductory discount. You won't regret trying this stuff. It is amazing. ovationhair.com.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me for another edition of Taking Care of Business. And before we get going with the rest of the show, a brief check of the weather shows we're currently at 57 degrees. It is 12:34, and today it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a high of 60 degrees and a low of 42. For tomorrow, it'll be breezy with clouds and sun, a high of 47, a low of 24. Saturday, we'll have a little afternoon snow with cloudy skies all day and a high of 34 with a low of 23. And for Sunday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 43 degrees and a low of 21. Big shocking news, and we'll have a report on this in sports, but Carl Edwards this week has announced his retirement from driving a full-time ride in NASCAR. He's not using the term retirement. He's saying he's stepping away. But Carl Edwards, the driver of the number 19 car for Joe Gibbs Racing, will not be racing in the 2017 Monster Energy Cup Series. So big news and developments there. And we'll have more information on that in sports. Here's a follow-up to a story I reported on back in November. Sears Craftsman's famous lifetime warranty is in question after its $900 million sale. Now, since the brand was introduced by Sears in 1927, Craftsman hand tools have a very famous warranty, lifetime and unlimited. Legend held that scavengers used to scour for old, beat-up, and broken Craftsman wrenches in the trash at antique stores, etc., and would bring the damaged tools sold half a century or more earlier to a local Sears store for replacement. This is when I'm reminded of a sign my grandfather had in his office which read, "If you're so damn smart, why ain't you rich?" Why didn't I think of that? Now, when they walked out of the flea market or wherever, in hand, or out of the, you know, they would trade it in, and in hand would be a shiny new wrench or sometimes a rebuilt one with someone else's initials still scratched in. No receipts or proof of purchase were necessary to get a replacement or a free repair. Then they'd go and flip that cold steel for cold cash. Now, in a way, Craftsman tools, enabled by their generous guarantee, were cash. We used to have people go looking for Craftsman tools at old garage sales, one former employee posted on Reddit, or from little old ladies who still had some in storage and return them for brand new tools, then turn around and sell them as new. But the long popular choice for home tools may have its status as currency thrown up in the air. After 90 years, Sears announced that it would sell the Craftsman brand to Stanley Black & Decker for $900 million to raise cash that it needs as Sears weathers store closings and declining revenue. Sears will continue to sell Craftsman products, which include everything from wrenches to floor jacks, for 15 years without restriction. After that period, it will pay 3% royalties to Stanley Black & Decker, which sells its own line of tools as well as other brands. The Craftsman warranty has suffered some loss to its reputation in the past decade, with some stores setting quotas such as a three-piece limit on exchanges. As Consumerist reported in 2009, at the time, Sears VP David Figler wrote to confirm the warranty's robustness, restating the version at the time, "If for any reason your Craftsman hand tool ever fails to provide complete satisfaction, return it to any Sears store or other Craftsman outlet in the United States for free repair or replacement." Today's updated version of this warranty, which took effect in 2014, seems to have lost a little bit of its unlimited status, noting that the tool must be returned to the store from which it was purchased. The new policy also gives stores the option to decide how they want to accept the return, which may mean being subject to a limitation on the number of items allowed per exchange. With the sale, the big question is whether Stanley Black & Decker will further the erosion of the warranty. According to Tim Pera, who's Stanley Black & Decker's VP of Communication, some Craftsman warranties resemble Stanley Black & Decker's existing lifetime warranties for certain lines, so there's no reason to believe that the warranty for Craftsman wouldn't live on. However, the future of the warranty isn't yet clear. It's too early to speculate on the specifics, Pera wrote in an email to Yahoo Finance, but we would expect that to continue, and we are always committed to doing the right thing to support the brand and our end users. So, not saying it's the beginning of the end for Sears, but this is a major chunk. This is what helped Sears build its brand year in and year out, was the quality of the tools. And, you know, I have a tool chest at home full of Sears Craftsman tools. And I have actually gone and made the exchange for a new tool after one broke. And the funny part was, and I think I shared this story with you in November, it was completely my fault. I was doing something to the tool that I shouldn't be doing. It was a screwdriver, and I was whacking it with a hammer to try to get something unwedged, and sure enough, it broke the tip of the screwdriver blade. Drove down to the local Sears store, walked in, told them it broke. They replaced it. No questions asked, no receipt. I walked out of there, and 15 minutes later, I was back on the job. So it'll be interesting to see how Sears survives and how also the Sears Craftsman brand survives. Interesting that they put a 15-year time limit that Sears could continue selling the Sears brand and then the 3% royalty, when many economists are factoring that Sears won't even be around for another 3 years. So good deal, bad deal, it remains to be seen. Hopefully the Craftsman brand will live on through Stanley Black & Decker. Well, there are six marketing trends that you should be looking for in 2017. And we started the show talking about marketing, and here towards the tail end, we'll talk a little bit more about it. But when making plans to grow your business in the coming year, you may want to consider using one of these emerging marketing trends. Now, as we head into the new year, a question that may be on the minds of many business owners is where to concentrate their marketing efforts. And with the dizzying array of possibilities, it can seem difficult to sift through the different marketing trends. To help improve your marketing plan, several experts offer their predictions of where marketing is headed in 2017. Number one, digital marketing is expected to grow exponentially. Overall, the move to digital may increase at a faster pace than ever before, believes Dushyant Sukhija, a former Cisco executive and author of The Cisco Way. As business owners navigate the inevitable and highly disruptive transition to the new digital service economy, Sukhija says they'll find it necessary to accelerate their digitization efforts to protect their footprint in the global marketplace. John Rizzo, who's the co-founder of Vatus, an interactive video platform for business, agrees. It will be a good idea for companies to take digital marketing more seriously and transition how they view their businesses on the internet. Rizzo says it's time to move from viewing the internet as an extension of traditional marketing methods. In the digital marketing realm, up-and-coming major players is over-the-top advertising, which refers to video ads on streaming services like Hulu. With a growing number of U.S. households using some type of streaming service, there is great potential because the platforms that offer advertising often require the user to watch the full ad before programming will resume, says Lauren Davenport, who is the CEO of Symphony Agency. A marketing and branding strategy agency, she says, you need to combine this and the ability to hyper-target your audience, and OTT is set to make a big splash in the coming year. Number two, personalized marketing may take center stage. A less intrusive, more intuitive buyer's journey is on the horizon, says Raghav Mather, who's the VP of Product Strategy and Marketing with Geo Digital Marketing. Consumers have wised up to the sales pitch and have easy access to reviews and price comparison. As a result, updates in retargeting and ad segmentation over the last year have made digital marketing a hyper-personalized experience. We're going to see much more of that in 2017. Shortcuts when it comes to marketing may not be sufficient anymore, believes Justin Gray, who's the CEO and marketing expert for LeadMD, and they are a marketing automation services provider. As business owners navigate through the inevitable and highly disruptive transition to the new digital service economy, they'll find it necessary to accelerate their digitization efforts to protect their footprint in the global marketplace. The marketing hack will die in 2017, Gray predicts. Good enough is no longer good enough. Personalization and true engagement measurement will take the lead. 2016 taught us that buyers are no longer willing to give their attention up so readily, which is why we are seeing such a rise in hyper-personalization through strategies such as ABM or account-based marketing. In the coming year, we'll see brands become even more dramatically attuned to the needs and priorities of the end consumer and increasingly shape their product offerings around rising lifestyle trends, says Stacy DeBroff, who's the founder and CEO of Influence Central, personalizing outreach to connect with prospects and customers may help generate sales, agrees Rizzo. For instance, he says, businesses will transition from just generating an email list and sending standard email blasts to building an audience segmented by a specific interest. Number three, expert content may become the norm. Building trust with potential customers, which can help lead to sales and eventual customer loyalty, may be one of the marketing trends that sticks in 2017. This can occur through the development of expert content. Companies will begin establishing an online branded foundation to build trust with potential customers while simultaneously building their online authority in their niche, says Vito Santoro, who's the SEO expert and co-founder of Vatus. Building your brand and online authority and credibility are accomplished by strategically publishing expert high-value content to your social platforms that addresses the concerns of your customers, he continues. Less content is more will become the new standard for effective content creation. Number four, video content will be king. And I've mentioned this on the store or on this program many times, that having a little video snippet that you send out via Facebook or Instagram or something like that is huge right now, because people will sit and watch a 15 or 30 second video faster than they will sit down to read an email of equal length. Now, whether it's virtual augmented reality, video social ads, or live creation and consumption of video will continue to boom in 2017, believes Mather. Before getting carried away or overwhelmed by the abilities of these rising technologies, think strategically to make smart investments in video that will help your bottom line. This includes creating video content that supports the buyer's journey through every phase, from discovery to conversion and after purchase. Mather continues, providing customers with useful content well after their purchase is a tactful method to build customer loyalty and brand ambassadors. Sending video emails may begin to replace current text mail messages, adds Santoro. Facebook is fiercely competing in the online video space and is rewarding people who use Facebook Live to reach their audience. Similarly, Snapchat has experienced unprecedented growth and has become a primary marketing channel. Analyzing and marketing visual and video content will be on the top of the small business owner's to-do list, notes Todd Grossman, who's CEO of TalkWalker, a social data intelligence company. It's no secret that visual content, and especially video content, is taking over the internet, Grossman says. It's easy to consume, and it's entertaining. As this trend grows, business owners will need to be able to monitor and analyze the results of using video. And number five, let's go back in time. Retro marketing tactics may also be an added bonus. Now, some of the most exciting and profitable campaigns in 2017 may incorporate old and new media, believes Noah Dyer, who's the Vice President of Marketing Strategies for On Advertising. While there will be some great videos and online content, a few of the savviest marketers will look to capitalize on nostalgia by producing campaigns that also incorporate marketing strategies that have been around for decades, such as door hangers and promotional swag. He says an example of such a campaign is Snapchat Spectacles, which launched with vending machine distribution earlier this year. And finally, number six, consumers will expect unprecedented digital speed. As digital becomes the norm, customers may start demanding faster online speeds. People aren't patient when they surf the internet, says Davenport. By the end of 2017, online marketing success will be impossible without having a website load speed of less than 2 seconds. For small businesses, this means your website load time on both mobile and desktop will be critical to reaching your customers online. The difficult part for business owners will be that increasing site speed is heavily dependent on back-end development. If your site wasn't built for speed initially, it's often more cost-efficient to rebuild than trying to optimize slow code. If you want to discover how your website is performing, Davenport suggests using Google's PageSpeed Insight tool. This shows you a 1 to 100 score for how Google is currently ranking your site's speed. Davenport suggests shooting for a 60-plus score for site success in 2017. Pingdom and GT Metrics can show you how many seconds it takes your site to load. Speed can be important when it comes to reconnecting with potential customers via social media as well. Real-time communication will be demanded by consumers, not just expected, with tools such as Facebook Messenger and other platforms grading businesses on their rate of response, said Rizzo. So a couple ideas on how your marketing trends may change in 2017, and you're going to want to be in front of that early. Also, again, can't emphasize it enough, and it's so easy to do. If there's a way, if you do email marketing and you can put a video clip in there, do it. Upload it to YouTube, create a link on your email marketing page, half minute, a minute, minute and a half tops about a new product, about a new service, maybe a new employee you want to welcome to the team. Get it out there because, again, people are more engaged. And if you can kind of do one of two things, maybe introduce a new employee and a new product, you know, win-win for you. So make sure that you're incorporating video into your marketing campaign trends for 2017. You're listening to Taking Care of Business. We'll be right back with more from HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you
is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us. My name is Jim Gano. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. Got about 10 more minutes with you, a couple more stories to get through before sports, and then we'll turn on the rewind for the rest of the afternoon. But again, so glad you could join us in what may be the last show or one of the last shows in these studios before we move to the new location at the Large House after the renovations are completed. So again, so glad you could join me. There are the top three things that every small business must do. And a lot of times you don't necessarily know what they are. But if you want to be successful, you should pay attention to these three things. Now, people who have successful businesses are doing certain things on a regular basis that appear to be similar. Also, it seems those who are struggling are not doing these things. And there are a few key elements that I feel are critical for every small business owner to ensure success and avoid potential pitfalls. The first is to know your target market. Now, make sure you have a marketing plan, no matter how formal or informal. And a big part of that plan is knowing who you're selling to. Noting this can change. In today's highly saturated information world, reaching your potential customers is difficult and can be impossible if you do not know who they are. This is something that needs to be looked at, studied, and updated at least quarterly. And when you pick your target market, you must know your target market. Find out where they hang out, online, at the supply store, etc. And make sure your sales pitch and collateral material talk to your target market. Make sure you have the right samples, prices, and pitch. Then get into the groups. Follow them on Twitter. Like their Facebook pages. Attend their trade events and start winning the business. You also need to know your true cost. The biggest factor here is making sure this is something you are working at and tracking. Now, let's say you're selling T-shirts, and each shirt costs you $2 to buy, and you sell it for $5. Cool, you just made 60% profit on that, right? I'm in business, right? But wait, how much did it cost you to have that shirt shipped to you? And what about the cost of the transfer paper and the ink? How about the cost of the printer and the heat press? What about the cost of your cell phone, the basement space, and a fancy website? What about the most important cost of all, your time? Maybe you should have sold the T-shirt for $15 to make 30 to 40% profit. This is an area of focus that must be worked on regularly. So update your numbers and review your pricing on a monthly or at least on a quarterly basis. This will help avoid any big surprises that could take away from your success in business. You also have to work at selling and marketing. In today's marketplace, you cannot force your products on potential customers. You must build and create your customers via all sorts of different channels. To do this, you need to put aside about 30 to 60 minutes per day. During this time, make sales calls, work on your social media presence, build your email list, create new marketing material, and send out press releases and other sales and marketing items that fit into your target market. You must keep that pipeline full of potential customers who you are interacting with or developing more business in your current customer base. Otherwise, one day, you may wake up and not have any work to be done. There is no magic bullet to attract orders, just hard work and organic growth. So make sure you're taking care of all of that. You want to make sure that you know your costs, you know what, or you're working at your selling and marketing on a constant basis, and most importantly, that you know who your target market is, and conversely, they know you. So make sure you're paying attention to all those details. business worth. We talked last week about your salary and how to determine your salary. But you also need to know how much your business is worth, and there's five reasons why. So how much is your small business worth? Knowing that can help you plan for your business and your personal future. As a small business owner, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that a business valuation simply isn't necessary, at least not yet. After all, you're busy trying to grow your business. You can worry about what your business is worth down the road when it's time to sell or think about retirement, right? Well, as it turns out, you shouldn't wait for a business valuation. There are several reasons why it's important to know how much your business is worth right now. The first is to plan for the future. A business valuation provides a current market value that you can use to assess the strength of your business and determine where improvement is needed before you retire, sell, or pass the reins on to another family member. Once you know how much the business is worth, you'll be able to plan for these events with confidence. It also will help you in purchasing adequate insurance coverage. Small businesses often use a life insurance policy to protect against the death of a key employee. In this case, a business valuation can help determine how much insurance coverage is necessary. Number three, it will help you to expand the business. Now, when it's time to grow your business, an accurate and up-to-date business valuation makes it easier to approach lenders and to raise capital. It provides potential lenders with a snapshot of the health of your business, which in turn facilitates the decision-making process. Number four, it'll help you to establish a buy-sell agreement. This agreement typically outlines what happens to a business in the event of death, disability, divorce, or retirement. If one of these events triggers a sale, you'll need to know the value of an owner's or partner's share of the business. And number five, helping with tax and estate planning. If a business owner should pass away, the family or estate may be required to pay taxes based on the value of the business. Without a certified business valuation, determining how much your business is worth will probably fall into the hands of the IRS, and they may come up with a whole different number than you would anticipate. So, a couple of great ideas there on the need for a business valuation for your business. Next week, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We've got a little bit of marketing, a little bit of ways to avoid procrastination, some marketing experts I think you should be following on Instagram, and a whole lot more. And we try to bring that to you every week. And remember, anytime you have questions or concerns about your business that you want me to research and try to come up with a solution for, feel free to email me, and we'll give it our best to make sure that we're addressing all of your concerns. Did want to make mention, I was down in Ashburn, Virginia on Tuesday, met with about 11 Crown Trophy store owners, and what a great resource that is, that we all got together, some of us traveling 4 hours to get there, and share some ideas of what's working, what's not working, kind of re-energize ourselves and get ready for the busy season. And if you have an industry or whether it's a franchise system or you know fellow businesses like landscapers that are friendly and will get together and share ideas, you know, what's the best repair shop for mowers? Where can you get blades sharpened, stuff like that? How do you find the right employees? Not a bad idea to sit down over coffee and share those ideas with each other so that everybody can succeed. Hopefully you'll take that and do something with it as well. We do this every January. Next year we'll be hosting the meeting up here in Flemington. In sports, in the NFL, the playoffs continue this weekend with a divisional playoff round. This weekend features Seattle playing Atlanta at 4:35 on Saturday and Houston facing New England at 8:15 p.m. The Sunday ticket will be the Steelers playing the Chiefs in the early game at 1:05 p.m. and the Packers play the Cowboys at 4:40. In NCAA football news, the number 2 Clemson Tigers defeated number 1 ranked Alabama on Monday to score a 35-31 victory on a last-second play to win the NCAA football playoff. In NASCAR, as mentioned before, shocking news this week from Joe Gibbs Racing that 37-year-old driver Carl Edwards is leaving the sport, citing that he currently has good health, is satisfied with his career up to this point, and wants to spend time with his family. Edwards won't use the word retirement, but will not be driving for JGR this season. 2016 Xfinity Series champion Daniel Suarez will now move up and pilot the number 19 Aris Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Good luck to cousin Carl. And in NCAA men's basketball, the top 10 looks like this. Baylor holds down the top spot, followed by Kansas, Villanova, UCLA, and Gonzaga. Kentucky, Duke, Creighton, Florida State, and West by God, Virginia round out the top 10. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best." you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I am taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.